Gamma-5. It's sort of an abstract idea, but I can pull it off. The Gamma-5 ZBT date dash was last night. I can safely say it will be my last Gamma-5 event unless I am reincarnated as a cooler person. Everything started out fine because Jake was there. I didn't have to worry about where to sit on the bus because I sat next to him. I didn't have to worry about where to go because I went with him. I felt very safe and cared for. But then Jake got drunk. And drunk Jake isn't great at staying put. I quickly lost track of him and found myself standing by myself, even though it was an event for my sorority. Everyone around me was wasted, but I only managed to take one shot before feeling like I was going to vomit. I finally found Jake making an ass of himself on the dance floor. I tried to get him to sit down with me, but he wouldn't. He said I could dance or I could leave. So I left. The event. Which you're not supposed to do. But I couldn't take it anymore, so I Ubered home. This is completely against the rules, just to give you some insight into my mental state. I stayed awake until 1 a.m., waiting for Jake to call me in a panic, but he never did. I'm sending in my resignation now. At least Emma is happy for me. I hope she'll be happy for me when I tell her.
11:54 a.m. EST. Please tell me you're going to dump him.
If he ever bothers to reach out. Maybe he forgot he has a girlfriend.
He certainly acted like it. I can't wait for you to meet someone who loves you like I do.
As a platonic friend?
Funny. I'm sorry he's a douche. Did you officially quit?
Yeah, but no one wrote back. Maybe they all forgot I was in the sorority.
Who is this again? Jokes, I could never forget you.
Eh, I give it another year. Jasmine sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, too cool. I prefer to be the cool one in the relationship.
In that case, BFF for life.
Jen to Ava, subject, Sporty Shannon. In an effort to continue my study of Shannon, I accepted her invitation to watch a Quidditch match. Unfortunately for me, there was little magic to be found. There was, however, a shitload of unabashed geekiness. What follows geekiness around? Why can't my editor, of course? Turns out that guy moonlights as the official announcer for all Boston area Quidditch games. He's actually pretty funny, and I saw not one, but three living females swoon over him. No wonder that guy has so much awkward swagger. Shannon is just a sub on the Boylston Berserkers, but that didn't stop her from shouting the entire time. That girl has a mouth on her. She trash-talked the Old North Outlaws from start to finish, and if anyone other than me had been listening, I'm sure some sort of broomstick brawl would have broken out. Both Jasmine and I were riveted. I wish I could tell you who won, but I was too caught up in Kent's radio-worthy commentary as well as Shannon's repressed rage. You may be asking yourself, why would anyone bother to play a made-up game? Couldn't tell you. Probably involves a limited high school social life and Emerson's lack of actual sports. The entire day felt decidedly British, which was a nice cheap way to feel cultured. I would give Quidditch 4 out of 5 stars. 1 star deducted because the brooms don't actually fly. Next up, observing Shannon's beauty routine without her consent. How are you doing, boo?
Ava to Jen, subject, all the single ladies. It's official. I now have an ex-boyfriend. After not hearing from Jake all day, he finally texted me, just woke up, had a lot of booze to sleep off. What? Did he really not notice that I had left? How is that possible? So I wrote back, we need to talk. He wrote back, why? Off to a great start. Within an hour, I was in his room crying and pleading with him not to break up with me, even though I had gone over there to break up with him. I don't really know how this happened. I guess I expected some resistance or pleading, but instead he replied, I've been thinking the same thing. Fuck you! Since when? This response freaked me out so much I was desperate to fix it. I can barely emotionally handle dumping someone. I definitely can't handle being dumped. It didn't matter, though. He was completely checked out. After it became clear he wasn't going to change his mind, I stormed out screaming, let me know if you want Sophia's number! He murmured, I already have it. Remind me to never date again. Feelings are terrible. People are terrible. Maybe I will move home.
12:17 p.m. EST. Don't move home.
Why not? My parents are the only people on this coast who like me.
What about Sophia? What about Emma?
What about them? I never see them.
What about Curtis?
He has a girlfriend.
As a friend.
I've yelled at him too much for him to be my friend.
I'm still your friend and you yell at me all the time.
I do? Of course no one likes me.
Call Emma, make her hang out.
That's embarrassing.
Yes, asking someone to hang out equals very embarrassing.
You just ask random people to hang out?
All the time. I haven't spent a moment alone in years.
Maybe I'll transfer to Emerson.
We would love to have you. Jen to Ava. Subject, remember when Zane left One Direction? This is like that, but much fewer people care. Alex has officially quit the Beacon after Kent failed to replace Charlotte. Kent did promise that Charlotte would be gone by next semester, but that wasn't good enough. So Alex went rogue and posted an expose about institutionalized transphobia perpetuated by the falsely liberal queer community. He posted it on his Tumblr, and then Dig Boston picked it up for their blog. Dig is one of the best alt-weeklies, one of the first places to syndicate Dan Savage's column. Kent, my editor, went postal, which for Kent means slightly mad and disappointed. He sent out an email to all writers apologizing for the situation and urging everyone to speak to the managing team before going on record about Alex's resignation. He then asked me to meet him for coffee. I thought I might be guilty by association, since Kent is apparently keeping vigilant track of all my sexual encounters, but he just wanted my opinion. Apparently, Kent is the most upset because he feels he has let down one of his writers. He wanted my thoughts on the situation and any advice I have for handling the future repercussions. Should he fight to get Charlotte off the paper or let it go? Should he apologize to Alex IRL or let him be? It sort of felt like a parent asking me for help, which shouldn't be that surprising since my actual parents are completely useless. But I always thought Kent was competent and assured. Turns out he's a scared little fuck-up like the rest of us. I told him to apologize to Alex over email and continue the crusade to get rid of Charlotte. I have no idea if this is the right advice, but it felt like the most PC social justice option. He nodded 15 times in a row, I counted, and then asked if I thought my hot chocolate was too watered down. Apparently he got it once and it tasted like nothing. I know that I'm bi, gay, unlabeled now, but I think if I was a simple straight girl with no sex drive, I would marry Kent and buy him new shirts. I'm on my way to Alex's now. He hasn't answered my calls, so I'm going to leave a note at his apartment. It feels romantic and old school. I hope one day we can enter into a long-term polyamorous relationship together. I've got 99 problems, but a basic bitch ain't one. G.
5:32 p.m. PST. Why are you going to his house if he's not returning your calls?
Romance.
What does the note say?
Congratulations on your story. Here is a nude Polaroid.
You included a nude Polaroid?
Why else would you leave a note in real life?
Is your face in it?
No, just the back of my head. Boys love that.
Is that a joke? Because I clearly have no idea what boys like.
Aw, babe, they like faces.
Noted. Ava to Jen. Subject, girl interrupted. It's official. Everyone in my life wants me to be catatonic. I'm already on meds, but Dr. Baker thinks we should try something new. She wants me to change psychiatrists and try one of the few SSRIs I haven't already been on. I wonder what joys this change will bring me. Facial sweating? Extra weight? Unbearable sleepiness? Maybe the side effects will be something new and different, like night terrors. The possibilities are endless when the medical community is committed to fixing you. Can I tell you the scariest part? I want to be catatonic. If we can figure out some prescription cocktail that takes away my anxiety and obsessive thoughts, sign me up. Even if I have to be asleep the whole time. I am completely exhausted by the prospect of being me for the rest of my life. Dr. Baker was strangely more concerned by my dropping out of the sorority than the scratching. She's worried I'm isolating myself on purpose so I can reject other people before they have the chance to reject me. Interesting theory, Sherry. What am I supposed to do now? Desperately hold on to people who can't stand me? I tried that through all of middle school, and Leslie Jenkins officially moved. She thinks I should make more of an effort to befriend people. Apparently, I have a standoffish vibe. It personally worried me to hear a professional use the term vibe, but I guess there are larger issues at hand. I'm not standoffish. I've just been told to cool it my entire life. I'm sorry if I've somehow become too cool. Cool in the rude sense, not in the cool sense. Guess that social skills class really didn't pay off. I'm meeting with her favorite psychiatrist next week and have instructions to reach out to one person every day. I asked if you counted. She said no. Wish me luck. I hope to be unresponsive by Christmas.
Jen to Ava. Subject, girl interrupted. This Baker lady gets it. I told you to reach out to people. Everyone wants more friends, if just for the extra likes. I'm sorry about the meds, but maybe you won't be on more meds, just different meds? It can't hurt to try if what's happening now isn't working. May I just suggest marijuana one final time? I've heard Xanax fucks with your liver. In Boston news, Alex responded to my nude with an LOL. Not sure how to take that, but you know I love a good mystery. Charlotte wants to talk about the whole thing. I'm trying to put that off, which is hard because of class and the beacon. Good thing I learned how to sneak out of my house at 11.
12:27 p.m. PST. Going to lunch with some kids from screenwriting, even though I don't like sushi.
Atta girl!
Sophia's not here. I have no buffer.
Buffers dull the senses. Dive in, baby!
Ugh, I hate sushi.
Just get rice. And, you know, put some fish on it. Jen to Ava, subject, groundbreaking discovery rattles Boylston Street. While diligently studying for Earth Science Natural Disasters, I had an epiphany. While it wasn't specifically linked to the Bola cyclone of 1970, I like to think it was inspired by the tumultuous winds of change. As you may remember, I have chosen to remain unlabeled regarding my sexuality and voting party, but that's more due to an independent spirit. My high school experience was primarily focused on heterosexual encounters with an odd gay makeout sprinkled in. Since arriving at college, my energy has been more female-driven, with an odd cis or trans man making an appearance. What does all of this mean on the roller coaster of sexuality? Who am I? Who was I? Who do I want to be? Queer! Once a slur, many in our community have reclaimed the term as a catch-all for non-heterosexuality. It is as inclusive as it is vague. It allows me to engage in relationships with any possible person without having to redefine myself. The queer community is vast and beautiful. It is a world that already feels safe, yet is begging to be explored. I see no point in excluding anyone from the rich experience that is Jen. After years of silently grappling with my identity, I feel a sense of overwhelming calm. I'm home, baby! G.
7:32 a.m. PST. Who did you hook up with in high school? Please only list girls. I don't have all day.
You don't know them.
Stop lying to me!
I can't out people.
Fuck you and your gaslighting!
If you can guess correctly, I will tell you.
Liza Perez.
No.
Casey Winter.
You only get one guess.
You're a terrible person and a worse friend. Congrats on being queer, you bitch.
Heart emoji.
Ava to Jen. Subject, please subscribe. Curtis is a bad influence. After the final note session, he convinced me to make a YouTube channel so I could release the video. I had confided in him that I didn't think the short was good enough to submit to festivals. Instead of getting upset or offended, he shrugged and told me to upload it. There is no point in making something if no one is going to see it. I replied, even if it's really bad? He agreed that some stuff should stay on the editing room floor, but our short isn't one of them. So I made a channel. It's called Ava Help Her Films. The cover photo is a honey badger. I'm going to look into some channel art if anyone watches this stupid thing. I feel very scared, but also like, whatever? How much worse could all this get? Maybe a lot worse. Who knows? Anyway, it's up there. Mostly so you'll stop asking me to watch it. After this, you'll probably not want to watch anything of mine ever again. P.S. Is Help Her funny or dumb? P.P.S. I guess it's too late now.
Jen to Ava. Subject, please subscribe. Holy shit, I loved it! I mean, I hated looking at Jake's stupid face, but other than that, I thought it was adorable and charming. As is the Honey Badger cover photo. I would maybe keep it? I'm so proud of you, my little depressive. I hope you don't mind, but I shared it a few places. All the places. My goal is for it to go viral so you can support my cherry cola habit on AdSense. So great! Do another one, but with just ladies. Men don't need any more screen time. 1:14 p.m. EST. I'm being confronted.
By the cruel reality of mortality?
Basically, Charlotte is forcing me to have lunch with her.
No! Run!
It's too late. She already paid.
I always knew your cheapness would be your downfall.
Cash.me/Genevieve Goldman. Jen to Ava. Subject, Mystique. She might not be a blue shapeshifter, but oh man, is Charlotte hard to pin down. Over the course of one lunch, I hated her, respected her, feared her, and wanted to sleep with her. Sometimes those feelings overlapped. She offered no apologies for Alex's departure and instead urged me to remain objective in my journalism. She feels as though her career has been stalled due to op-eds and personal essays she's written in the past. The best journalist remains neutral and non-affiliated, and she thinks I have the potential to be one of the best. Turns out my aversion to the two-party system is favorable for my career. She didn't mention Alex directly once. I wanted to bring it up, but I didn't know how. It also felt wrong to discuss him with Charlotte, because I knew he wouldn't want me to. Not sure how to feel about the whole thing, but maybe there's nothing to feel? The staff spot is basically mine now, and Charlotte will be gone by then. I think I should just focus on courting Alex, writing, and not failing Earth Science natural disasters. Did you know that the 1972 Iran blizzard was the deadliest of all time? The 70s were not a good time for planet Earth.
Ava to Jen. Subject, Mystique. I don't really see a world in which you remain objective. You have too many opinions to never write an op-ed. Everything you've written for The Beacon has a clear agenda, and it's still your first semester. This woman is clearly manipulating you. I will personally pay for your lunch so this never happens again. In lighter news, my short has over 2,000 views? How did you do this? There are a lot of negative comments, but I'm trying not to read them. Curtis is stoked.
2:47 p.m. EST. Want to know a little secret? I put it on Reddit.
Oh, smart. How many other secrets are you keeping from me?
I'll tell you IRL.
Are you coming home?
Nope.
5:32 p.m. PST. Can I just wear regular clothes to a Halloween party, and then when people ask me what I am, I reply, basic?
Ha, no.
What if I buy fake Uggs?
Get a real costume.
Costumes give me anxiety.
Dress up as anxiety.
How?
Giant pill bottle?
I'm just gonna wear cat ears.
9:17 p.m. EST. I have too many costumes. I'm gonna have to do a change.
What are you going as?
Pretty much all the female superheroes.
In both universes?
Don't pretend like you know.
Have fun as Iron Woman.
This is my Christmas!
Ava to Jen. Subject, double double, boys and trouble. Well, that was a night for the history books, if the books run out of actually important things to write about. Here are the leads. I made out with someone last night, but I could have made out with two people. Now back to our story. First of all, I feel like I deserve some recognition for attending a Halloween party. It encompasses two of my greatest fears. One, costumes, and two, parties. I finally found a costume after pleading with Sophia to help me. We decided to go as Republicans. I went as financially conservative, tennis skirt, fake pearls. Sophia went as socially conservative, camo shorts, fake gun. The bit worked great when we were together, but alone I just looked like a tennis player. We went to the senior screenwriter's party. He invited everyone in the program. I thought it would just be the leftover writers who didn't have anywhere else to go, but it turned out to be a hot spot for all film students. I even saw a few Starkies, who are never spotted in the wild. MFA producers. My social anxiety spiked when we arrived. Despite the blasting music, mashup of horror movie soundtracks, I still expected a smaller group. But once we got inside, it was so packed I could barely move. Luckily for me, Sophia is an aggressive partygoer who elbowed her way to a drink table in under a minute. Despite the obvious hygiene and safety problems of drinking a bloody punch, I took part in this obscene debauchery. We ran into a few other kids from our class who are much more fun when they are wasted. One guy, Mark, brought his engineering roommate, Shane, who was cute but short. Shane kept talking to me, though, and reacted as though he had never heard a woman make a joke before. Not in a condescending way. He was completely delighted, as though I was a juggling monkey. I had some more punch. By midnight, I was sitting on a disgusting couch with Shane, who was dressed as Zach Galifianakis from The Hangover, despite it being 2017 and no longer relevant. I was a bit drunk, but still able to register Shane's very nervous hand on my leg. I was contemplating leaning in for a smooch because life is meaningless when I heard my name. You guessed it! Chinatown Jake, dressed as Donald Trump. He immediately pegged me as a financially conservative Republican, but I quickly figured out he had already talked to Sophia. Shane stood up to shake his hand, which was nice, but also pointed out their height difference. I tried to blow him off, but he asked if we could talk. How do you say no to talking without seeming like a huge bitch? Seriously, please let me know for future situations. Shane rejoined his roommate, and I went outside with the guy who took my virginity and tried to kiss another girl in my childhood home. Jake said he wanted to talk about the short. He's been getting a lot of good feedback and thinks we should do another, but this time, maybe write it together. Because he misses me, and boys talk in a very specific way I can't possibly understand. I tried to leave at this point, but he pulled me back. I thought he was going to kiss me, but instead he asked if we could be friends. He wants me as his friend, even if the physical part of the relationship didn't work out. What? I was too drunk to unpack this, so instead I slurred, "We were never friends," and went to find Shane. What you're thinking now, dear reader, is that you have been misled. Jake didn't want to make out with me, so how could I have led with the possibility of making out with two people? Well, on the way back inside, this really wasted guy shouted, "Kiss me," and I said, "No, thank you." I then found Shane and made out with him against the wall, thinking about Jake the whole time. Is this adulthood? Wanting what you don't have? Shane was a perfect gentleman the rest of the night and walked me home. But I don't want to see him again. He is too short and too earnest. On a scale of 1 to definitely, how much do I deserve my unhappiness? How was your night? I saw at least 5 costumes on Instagram. Black Widow was my favorite. Great wig. 12:43 p.m. PST. Did you get eaten by a werewolf? 1:32 p.m. PST. Hello? 3:07 p.m. PST. Can you come back from the dead next Halloween?
Sorry, with Alex.
Really? What's happening?
Can't talk. He thinks it's rude. Heart emoji.
Ava to Jen. Subject, Friendship Guidelines. Dear best friend, as you know from past friendship seminars, there are a few simple rules that help maintain a healthy relationship. One of those tips is a timely response. In this day and age, technology is constantly at our fingertips, and short of an earth science natural disaster, there is no believable moment when you are not on/near your phone. This guideline is especially pertinent when friends are separated by thousands of miles and a country. Second, it is imperative to provide constant updates, especially following holidays and milestones. Third, it is also imperative to provide follow-up questions when your friend has important updates regarding holidays and milestones. This is so obvious, it should honestly remain unsaid. At this time, a full review of all suggestions and guidelines is not deemed needed, but consider yourself on probation. We here at Friendship Industries look forward to seeing improvement and hope to have a long working relationship. All the best, CEO, Friendship Industries.
Gen 2 Ava, subject, re-friendship guidelines. Chill out! It was one day. I'm proud of you for making out with that little guy. Are you really not going to see him again? I'm not always attracted to people right away. Sometimes they have to grow on you. No pun intended. Why are there no photos of your dope costume on social media? You have to get better at posting now that you're a YouTube celebrity. By the way, have you seen this channel? You are such an Allison. Link just between us.
Ava to Jen. Subject, re-friendship guidelines. What the hell, Genevieve? That's it? Did you not read any of the guidelines? What happened with you and Alex? I now require a full and detailed debriefing. Also, I am not an Allison. That girl is so uptight and her voice is annoying. 6:45 p.m. PST. Still waiting on that email.
I'm studying.
Oh, yeah? What have you learned?
Earth is a disaster. Gen 2 Ava, subject, homework. You have officially become homework. I know relationships are supposed to be work, but you're not even putting out. Halloween was great. Jasmine wanted to go to the Beacon party, so I made an appearance, but everyone there was getting angry drunk. I texted Alex thinking he wouldn't respond until the next day, but he told me he was at a musical theater party. I asked if he wanted me to come. He didn't reply, so I took that as a yes. About an hour later, Jasmine and I rolled up to an apartment in Mission Hill. It was flooded with what I can only assume were the best costumes in all of Boston. Seriously, it looked like the Met Gala. Jasmine and I felt intimidated, but then we remembered that we are the best, just in general. Drunk Jasmine is a great plus one because she will talk to anyone. She was already engaged with someone who was sing-talking before I reached the front door. I knew I would have to be methodical in my search, so I roamed the hallways first. Alex seems like a guy who doesn't like wide-open spaces. By the second and last hallway, I had found him in deep conversation with someone I didn't even bother to register. I thought he would be too cool for school, but he broke out into a grin. This was the first indicator that he was heavily intoxicated. Much like Jasmine, Alex appears to be his best self when drunk. Or at least a version of himself that really likes me. Within minutes, we were the ones holed up in the hallway. I was gently making fun of his costume, Christian Bale in Newsies, when he announced that he shouldn't be talking to me because I'm not a trans ally. I know this sounds aggressive, but it was in a very flirtatious, forbidden fruit sort of way. I boomeranged between defensive and apologetic for a bit until he made his second grand announcement. We will never be able to sleep together because I have lain with the enemy. I quickly replied, I knew you wanted to sleep with me. This made him blush, which was very rewarding. I asked if there was anything I could do to rectify this unfortunate situation. He said no. I asked again, a few more times, closer and closer to his face. Very sexy. I am great at sex. He finally said he had come up with a solution. I need to quit the beacon. I laughed and said, oh, okay, and then kissed him. The rest of the night was XXX, and I would need you to hit over 18 to approve this content before I send you any more details. We then spent the entire next day together working and writing and kissing. I'm in love. But also, I'm in love with like 15 girls on Instagram who I've never met, so don't take it too seriously.
2:15 p.m. PST. You're going to quit the beacon?
No, maybe. I don't know. I didn't say that I would.
You certainly implied it. Does Alex know you didn't mean it?
It wasn't a serious conversation. Anything said in an effort to get laid will not hold up in a court of law.
I think he thinks you're going to quit.
No way. 5:17 p.m. EST. Alex thinks I'm going to quit the beacon.
Told you.
What do I do? I don't think he'll be with me if I stay.
Oh, man. This is too sad for me to soak in the glory of me being right.
You're still soaking in it.
Just one quick soak. What are you going to do?
I don't know. Maybe I should quit. It's not good to be associated with a bad organization.
You really think it's a bad organization now? You basically went to Emerson for the beacon.
I have to think about it more.
I don't think you should quit over such a minor thing that has nothing to do with you.
How does it not have to do with me?
Never mind. I'm not stepping into this LGBT minefield. Ava to Jen. Subject, same money, more problems. Shorty got my number. Film kids have no discretion. He texted me to tell me he had a great time and would love to see me again. Barf. There wasn't even an attempt at any sort of joke. Nothing makes me more uncomfortable than sincerity. I don't know what to write back. I don't even want to write back. Why am I having such an aversion to a person being nice to me? Am I that terrible cliche of a girl who hates herself and only likes boys who are mean to her? I can't stop thinking about Jake, and he tried to kiss someone else in my home, with my mother watching. Basically. I always knew I was a mess, but I thought I had my own brand. Apparently, it's even worse than I suspected. Maybe I should just marry this kid and get over my insecurity with exposure therapy. He seems like the kind of guy who will say, "You look beautiful," even if I'm covered in sweat and yelling about my low blood sugar. Second option, celibacy. This is the opposite of exposure therapy regarding my deep fear of STDs, but I feel like I have already done enough self-growth for one person. Anyway, what do I write back?
4:13 p.m. EST. Oh my God, Ava, just write back like a normal person.
And say what? I don't want to give him the wrong impression.
Maybe you have the wrong impression. Give him a chance.
I'm not attracted to him.
But how do you know that already?
You're going to tell me that I don't know my own sexuality? Really, Genevieve? You have no right to tell me who I should and shouldn't be attracted to.
Whatever. Write back later, loser.
Not helpful.
Jen to Ava. Subject, nature versus nurture. I hate to say this, but I might have preferred it when my dad was drinking. He left me alone and didn't send me links to books like Radical Forgiveness. My parents tried to FaceTime me with Hope earlier and then lost their shit when I wasn't available. They've called like a grand total of 5 times this entire semester, but I'm supposed to know when they want to talk? I called back after Hope went to bed and got an earful about family responsibility and being a good older sister. It was my decision to abandon the family for a liberal arts education. The least I can do is answer their calls. What? Do they actually believe the things that come out of their mouths? I stayed at your house for an entire week junior year, and they didn't even notice. You would think my father was the CEO of AA. He talks like he is a sobriety expert when he hasn't even been sober long enough to get an important chip. He wants me to go to Al-Anon, presumably so more people can be talking about him at all times. Maybe this call will hit my quota for the month, and they won't care that I'm not coming home for Thanksgiving. Maybe by then he will be too drunk to realize it's Thanksgiving. The holiday season is a real trigger. Just because he is suddenly ready to be a dad doesn't mean I suddenly need a dad. I've been doing fine without one. Poor Hope. I wish she didn't have such a stupid name.
8:07 p.m. PST. You're not coming home for Thanksgiving?
No way. Flights are money.
Please hold. 8:13 p.m. PST. My parents said they would cover it as an early Hanukkah gift.
Ava, that's not okay.
Why? They want to see you too.
Who is it even a present for, me or you?
Both?
I can't accept that.
Why? It's really not a big deal.
It's not just about the money. I don't want to come home.
Wow. Okay. Sorry, I thought we were best friends.
I want to see you, obviously. I don't want to see my family. Plus, I'll be home like 3 weeks later for winter break.
I feel devastated. I had started a Jen countdown.
For real?
Maybe. I'm very lonely.
Jen to Ava. Subject, can you dig it? Alex is officially the most successful person I know, other than your dad. After his blog went viral on Dig Boston, they asked him to come in for a meet and greet, and he charmed them so much he got offered an internship. It's going to start immediately, even though they're already in the middle of an intern cycle. Apparently, the kids they have now aren't top-notch. Fucking Harvard. I talked to Kent about resigning. He freaked out and begged me not to. He basically offered me the staff position and promised that all future interim advisors would be more formally vetted. This whole controversy has really shaken him. I feel bad. He's just this straight cis guy trying to be a woke bae in a school full of queer kids. He's gotten some brutal at replies since Alex's blog. I told him I would think about it overnight. I really don't want to quit. Maybe I should just go straight to the source and ask Charlotte to step down? It's worth the risk, right? I've already made plans to see her. You can't stop me. Jen to Ava. Subject, that went well. Psych! I've taken it from your lack of response that you didn't think much would come from my meeting with Charlotte. You were wrong. A lot came from it, like yelling and screaming and my decision to officially quit the Beacon. I wanted to just talk to her for a little bit in her office, but she insisted I come to her apartment because she has too many organic apples and wanted me to eat some of her homemade sauce. Anyway, it was delicious. We started talking about class and Halloween. I mentioned that I was seeing Alex romantically to test the waters. Charlotte scoffed and said, "You've got a real type, huh?" I didn't know what that meant, so she clarified by name-checking Molly. I don't know how you could compare the two other than through their shared hatred of Charlotte. I tried to explain the situation at the Beacon and asked if she really cared about being interim advisor, since she's going to be replaced by a more experienced journalist anyway. This came out far more bitchy than I intended, and it lit a fire in those dark eyes of hers. Did I mention we'd been drinking a fair amount of wine to wash down the applesauce? Before I knew what was happening, we were both screaming, and Charlotte accused me of being in love with her? I accused her of not having the capacity to love. This had nothing to do with the topic at hand, but that didn't stop us from arguing about it for a good hour. I accused her of causing Molly's breakdown, and she accused me of being an enabler. What are you, my drunk dad? I know this is extra terrible, but it felt great to really yell at someone. I don't miss much from home, but oh man, is screaming cathartic. I left about an hour later, having failed in my mission. I no longer have any other choice. I have to quit the Beacon. Maybe Alex will put in a good word for me at Dig. That's the point of sleeping with successful people, right?
Ava to Jen. Subject, that went well. Part of me knows that I shouldn't even bother writing this, but I can't help myself. You don't have to read it. Writing long emails is my version of cathartic screaming. I don't understand why you were doing this. If the faculty advisor was a known pedophile, I would get it. Or a blatant racist. But the interim advisor has written a few articles that could be interpreted as transphobic? Come on! It's like you're looking for a fight or a cause that has nothing to do with you. Alex sounds great and all, but do you really think you'll even be together by next semester? Also, do you want to be with someone who makes such outlandish demands? If some guy told me I had to quit making films in order to be with him, you would lose your mind. You are a journalist, and he is asking you to stop journaling. I know that's not what it's called, but it sounded better. Does he even want to be with you? I feel like every 2 days he pushes you away. This is not a judgment on you. This is a judgment on him. He honestly sounds too self-involved to be in an actual relationship. This is Alex's fight, and he has already made his point. You won't be as lucky as him. No one is going to offer you an internship for quitting. Please know I am only saying this because I love you, and I have seen you work so hard this semester, not in classes. I'm just asking you to think this through a little bit more. Think about the long-term repercussions. Will Charlotte even matter once you're managing editor senior year? I love you. Don't hate me. A.
Jen to Ava. Subject, that went well. I probably shouldn't have read that email. For starters, this isn't about Alex. This is about ethics and what type of journalist I want to be. Am I a gun for hire or someone with morals and standards? Do I want to get caught in something easy and comfortable and never grow? Quitting the Beacon means I will have to find an off-campus internship next semester instead of resting on my college-level laurels. It's way more impressive long-term to have worked at a professional publication. Also, although I'm not trans, this is not my cause. And why is a racist worse than someone who's transphobic? I know you didn't mean to, but suggesting there's a difference is highly offensive and ignorant. I know you don't have any personal experience outside of your rich USC bubble, but we are all in this together. And by we, I mean POC and LGBTQ. I get that you are 18 and dealing with guys who are too short for you, but please don't assume to understand anything about my life or my struggle. This doesn't have to be a huge thing. I just wanted to vocalize my honest reaction to your honest reaction. There's nothing more to say, so let's stop talking about it.
7:21 a.m. PST. Seriously? We can't ever talk about it anymore? If I disagree with you about something, I'm not allowed to say so?
Not about this stuff, no.
Fine. Looking forward to small talk about the weather.
It's getting cold here.
Good. Ava to Jen. Subject, my therapist says, I need to apologize. I'm sorry that I gave you unwanted advice and interfered in your life. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to listen and support you. I'm so used to everyone, mostly professionals, telling me what to do that my instinct is to mimic that behavior. Some might call it a cycle of abuse. I'm really sorry, and I hope I would have had the realization to apologize on my own. You are completely correct that I don't fully understand your new life. I haven't been exposed to it, and the fact that you are out there existing in a different world upsets me. You have always been the biggest part of my world, and I want to remain an important part of yours. So I asked my parents to book me a flight to Boston over Thanksgiving. I want to see you, and I want to get it. I hope you don't find this declaration of everlasting platonic love off-putting. I understand that in a different situation, maybe even in this situation, buying a ticket to surprise someone across the country might appear stalkerish. If you don't want me to come, I'll cancel, but it felt more romantic to have already purchased it before I sent this email. If you say it's okay, maybe we can stay at a hotel for a staycation? My parents have a lot of Starwood points. I'm much more me when I'm with you. Pinterest/Ava Helmer.
Jen to Ava. Subject, re, my therapist says. God damn it, Ava. You make it so fucking hard to stay mad at you. Can't you just be stubborn and immature like the rest of us? I can't believe you're coming here. How non-sexually romantic. I can't wait to show you all of Boston. You're going to hate it. I'm sad most people will be gone for the holiday, but it will still be a great time. We can watch pay-per-view in the hotel room and go on a duck tour. I haven't been on a duck tour because I'm not a loser, but it seems pretty amazing. I can't wait to do all the stupid tourist shit no one else will do with me. And then I can just blame it on you, like my friend Ava is a total square. The boat goes quack. I can't fucking wait. Thank you for being the bigger person, as always. We will have you to thank when both our coffins are lowered into the ground at the exact same time in 2083. Love and mush and sap, G.
2:53 p.m. PST. I need to buy a winter jacket.
It's going to be 3 days. Borrow something of mine.
Do you even have a winter jacket?
Close enough.
Is it clean?
Close enough.
I think I'll just buy my own.
Seems dumb.
Ava to Jen. Subject, Homeland Season 1 Finale. What are your thoughts on electroshock therapy, and do you think I can somehow get a student discount? Met my new psychiatrist today. He has a long beard and hollow eyes. Are you allowed to self-prescribe as a doctor? Because this man was too eerily calm to not be high out of his chemically balanced mind. I thought he would want the whole spiel, but he said he already talked to Dr. Baker about my history. He asked a few questions about past medications and decided I have to try something other than an SSRI. Ever heard of clomipramine? Me neither, but I have sleepiness, drop in blood pressure when rising from a seated position, difficulty starting urination, and dry mouth to look forward to. So now I need to come off my current meds and transition to this? I feel like my dad with his 14-compartment pill case. What if clomipramine doesn't work and I'm left with my actual brain? I can't have another repeat of my 6th-grade ski trip when I threatened to kill my mom. God, I feel so bad for my parents. It's so annoying to be a drug addict without any of the fun. And no, I'm not going to let you try it when I'm out there.
Jen to Ava, subject re Homeland Season 1 Finale. I never watched Homeland, so I can't actually relate to this email at all. Have you read The Bell Jar, though? The shock therapy there didn't seem to work. I'm sorry you have to go through this again. Maybe fifth time will be a charm? Tell me more about this bearded shrink with the hollow eyes. Do you think he's married? Because I have a real daddy complex I'd love to talk to him about.
9:32 p.m. PST. Thanks for putting the image of you hooking up with my psychiatrist in my head.
No problem. We'll do anything for a prescription pad.
I remain worried about you.
And you're the one with all the shrinks. Irony. Gen 2, Ava. Subject, Shannon puts butter on her legs. Yep, it's official. My roommate has been stealing packets of Land O'Lakes salted whipped butter and slathering her legs and arms before going to sleep at night. I've resisted telling her that you're supposed to use shea or cocoa butter when moisturizing your skin. It's too fucking great to watch. She thinks she's really conning the system by not having to pay for another beauty product. Even if you can use actual butter on your skin, I doubt this stuff even counts as real. The whole room smells like pancakes. If you can't tell, I'm a bit bored since quitting the Beacon. Kent, my former editor, took my resignation surprisingly well in that he didn't cry. He said, "I feel like crying," a few times, but his face was stoic, so it didn't seem true. He told me I'm welcome back whenever. Not to be on staff, but as a writer, which seems like a waste of time. No one's going to care that I published a few articles for a college paper. I need titles and upward mobility. Alex started his internship at Dig and says everyone is even more political than at the Beacon. You have to kiss this person's ass to get to even talk to that person, and everyone has incredibly hip haircuts. I want to visit him, but he said no. He's so formal and proper. It's hilarious. There's no real chance of me getting an internship before next semester, so I'm thinking of starting a Tumblr. Here are my pitches for names so far. Gen X, obvious choice. What's in the Water, a conspiracy blog about the Charles River. Queer as Frack, an exploration of gay youth and popular sci-fi. You're the only person voting, so choose wisely.
10:32 a.m. PST. Queer as Frack.
Yes, obviously.
Will each post be about gayness and sci-fi, or will you alternate?
There are no rules on my blog.
Okay, but you will need some rules or else it will seem like chaos.
Each post will be in a completely different font.
I support you, but I won't be able to read it.
What are you doing?
Writing. Trying to write. Thinking about quitting writing.
Have you left your dorm recently?
Yes, I have class 4 days a week.
Call a friend.
I'm texting a friend. Is Alex your boyfriend yet?
Ha! No.
Why not?
Because we haven't talked about it.
Why not?
Call someone else!
Ava 2 Jen. Subject, big mistake. I want you to know before you read this that I blame you. I was perfectly happy and fine sitting in my room. Maybe I wasn't happy, but I was fine. And then you had to make me feel like a big-time loser. So I called Sophia. That's right. I called her, which was startling to both of us. After presenting as a desperate freak, she took pity on me and invited me to her dorm room where some friends were hanging out playing Mario Kart. When I got there, I was a bit surprised to see some of the other screenwriters. I thought it would just be the kids on our floor, but because it was our shared friends, it felt weird that I wasn't invited in the first place. I tried to get over this thing of complete rejection, but I also don't know how to play Mario Kart, so the night wasn't going well. At some point, Sophia asked me to hand her her phone, and just as I did, a text from Jake popped up. What? Why was my ex-boyfriend texting my friend? I couldn't see what the message said because of her settings. I tried to play it cool and instead blurted, "Why is Jake texting you?" Sophia got uncomfortable and shrugged. "He wants to work on more stuff together." "I thought you hated Jake!" "I don't hate him. I just didn't want to kiss him in your parents' house." "Well, do you want to kiss him now?" Please keep in mind there were like 5 other people in the room at this point pretending to play Mario Kart. "I don't want to talk about this right now." "That means there is something to talk about! Oh, boy!" I don't know why I said, "Oh, boy." Never said it before. Going to try to never say it again. Please stop yelling at me in my room. So now I'm the crazy one and not this manipulator who is sleeping with my boyfriend? I got up and walked out, expecting her to follow me so we could talk in the hall. But she didn't come. I texted, "Can we talk in the hall?" She wrote back, "It's my turn to play." I cried on the walk home. In case you were keeping track, I am now officially down to one real friend, Emma, who is basically too busy to actually be friends. Seriously reconsidering my parents' offer to move home and commute. Especially once this clomipramine kicks in and my blood pressure starts dropping whenever I stand up.
1:47 a.m. EST. How do you know they're sleeping together?
Because of the texting.
Do you sleep with everyone you text with?
No, but you do.
Fair enough. I'm sorry. You'll make new friends.
How?
I don't know, by living your life and being wonderful. What happened to Curtis? Isn't Curtis your friend?
We mostly have a professional relationship.
Do a pivot.
I'm not socially adept enough to pull that off.
I'll give you lessons when you get here.
Why are you so obsessed with Curtis?
Seems like a cool dude. Gen 2 Ava. Subject: might flunk out of college. JK, JK, but seriously, I do not know how people study for tests. Assign me a 20-page paper, no problem. But how does anyone survive a major based on memorization? This is why reporters have recorders, so we don't need to remember anything. I went over to Jasmine's with the full intention of studying, but instead got sucked into a wine-based drinking game. You might think, who uses wine in a drinking game? Well, the answer is, super fucking classy people. It was very cerebral. Every time I got a question wrong, I had to take a sip, which was not the most productive choice since after a few sips, I got every question wrong. Jasmine's boyfriend was in town, and he started playing too. I like the guy. First this guy. Just kidding. I liked Tom. Did you forget about Tom? I did. Things started really getting out of hand around 1930 when I should have been focusing on the great 1936 North American heat wave, but instead was puking my guts out. It's sort of fun to puke red wine because it looks like you're dying from tuberculosis in an old movie. Ended up staying until 3 a.m. I kept texting Alex to join, but he was busy working. I hope he doesn't care that I'm still hanging out with Jasmine. She's thought about quitting, but she doesn't want to disappoint her parents. They laminate every article. I'm still trying to get her to quit. Mwahahaha. If I pay you money, will you participate in a That 70s Show-based trivia drinking game when you're here? You'll get every answer right, so it's not a real risk to you anyway. The only thing I hate about college is class.
2:23 p.m. PST. Did you fail your test?
It was a quiz.
And?
Don't know yet. Will not report back.
Ugh. Ava to Jen. Subject: sticks and stones. Whoever came up with that asinine saying clearly existed before the internet. My video resurfaced on a different subreddit about student films. People on that forum did not like my little attempt at a movie and took to my YouTube channel to tell me. Some of the comments didn't make any sense, especially the ones that called me a feminist cunt. Apparently, my portrayal of the male lead was not up to MRA standards, and quite a few people threatened my life? Why would anyone threaten my life over a dumb short where literally nothing happens? If anything, I would be mad that it's boring. Not that I'm trying to subvert the patriarchy. I can't imagine how people deal with this sort of thing when they're actually in the video. A few assholes found my Instagram and called me an ugly kike, but I blocked them. Or I think I did. The interface is confusing. I hate that I care. No one who writes awful comments to strangers is a nice, normal person, but the mere fact that so many people out there hate me is upsetting. I guess that's inevitable when you create things, but it doesn't make the reality of it any easier. I would take the video down, but it has so many views. Maybe I should just ride this bad PR and make another one ASAP? JK, I am not a strong enough person to do that. Maybe you could troll all these guys for me. That seems like a good decision.
1:05 a.m. EST. These guys are assholes.
Maybe I deserve it. The whole concept was a bit overwrought.
Shut up. No, it wasn't. If you listen to any of this, you're an idiot.
Oh, good. Now I'm a feminist cunt and an idiot.
I want to find all their moms on Facebook and send screenshots.
Check your receipts.
So close.
That's not how you use it?
You're not meant for this world, Angel. Gen 2, Ava. Subject: we could have had it all. I feel like there could be two headlines for this article. Cub reporter woos boo with romantic evening. Or young couple ruins future with DTR attempt. Why do people feel the need to talk and communicate? Can't we all just go about living our best lives and eating whatever we want? I spent the last few days planning the perfect date for Alex. He's been really busy, so I wanted to maximize our time. I got us tickets to a Celtics game and snuck Bova's pastries into the stadium using a large tote bag. This is a horrible example of using my privilege to fool security. We had the best time at the game. I pretended I cared. He bought us peanuts and displayed traditional masculinity. I wore a crop-top jersey. Young love at its Bostonist. We even made out on the train ride home. Once we got back to his place, Jasmine texted me. There was a party in Brookline. Alex didn't want to go. I tried to convince him. He said I could go without him. I said I'd always rather be with him. A long beat followed where I panicked that I had said too much. I fully expected a we-should-cool-it talk. Instead, he asked me to be his girlfriend. What? TBH, I wasn't even sure Alex fully liked me. He almost never reaches out, and I have to initiate all physical activity. When I brought this up, he mumbled something about protecting himself and not wanting to put himself out there if I wasn't looking for a relationship. Here's where things got tricky. I am looking for a relationship, but not the exact kind that he wants. When I asked for clarification of girlfriend, he rolled his eyes and stated what he thought to be obvious. Love, commitment, monogamy. It was that last one that tripped me up. I feel totally ready to love and commit to Alex, but I don't see why we need to add monogamy on top of that. I don't think that only sleeping with one person means you love someone. If anything, I think it can make it harder to stay in love with that someone. Why have resentment and rules? Why not just have honesty and openness? Alex did not take this very well and immediately closed up. He said he would think about it and I should do the same. Then we went to bed without hooking up, even though neither of us was that full or drunk, which are the only acceptable excuses. He acted like everything was fine in the morning but didn't kiss me at all. That didn't stop me from kissing him all over until he said he had to go to work. I left. Help?
Ava to Jen. Subject, we could have had it all. I don't understand. You spent this entire semester obsessing over Alex. First hating him and then loving him. But now that he wants to make it real and be with you, you say no? How can you know that monogamy isn't for you? We're 18. We don't know anything. Our brains are basically mush that can only remember song lyrics and the occasional scent from childhood. Do you think you're pushing him away because you actually care and actually caring is scary? I can understand that fear. I would prefer to not care at all about anything ever. But Alex seems like someone who is worth taking the risk for. I can't even imagine what he's going through right now. To put himself out there like that and have you step on the whole premise of his happiness? Two people choosing each other and only each other? Don't you think there's something magical about that? I don't have more than one best friend. Don't you think it's special that I'm your best friend and you're my best friend? It says something to other people when we talk about each other. Don't you want that in your relationship with Alex? Maybe you just need to sit on this for a second. Or try it out. A healthy relationship might surprise you.
Jen to Ava, we could have had it all. I shouldn't have asked for your help on this. I appreciate you trying, but you clearly devalue my feelings and view of the world. So how could you possibly help? How come I know nothing at 18, but you're some sort of relationship messiah? Maybe if you and Jake hadn't been monogamous, things would have worked out differently. I know your parents have the most perfect marriage known to woman, but that lifestyle doesn't work for everyone. Honestly, how do we even know your parents are monogamous? They could be swingers for all we know. You did find a Playboy that one time. I asked for your help in terms of how to talk to Alex and make him feel secure even though we don't want the same things. But I'll figure out what to do. Jasmine and her boyfriend are open. I'm sure she'll have some good advice. P.S. That was not a burn about Jasmine. She just has personal experience and a different POV.
Ava to Jen. Subject, we could have had it all. I can't believe you brought up my dad's Playboy. We made a pact to never speak of it again. This is me deflecting. I'm trying it out to minimize the time we spend arguing. Ava to Jen. Subject, feminism. I know that's a broad subject, but I wanted to start with a disclaimer that the following incident occurred because I support feminism and firmly believe that women should build each other up, yada yada. I cornered Sophia after class and asked if we could talk. I wanted to let her know that I wasn't mad anymore. Jake and I aren't together, and I have no rights over him. I don't want a stupid guy to ruin our friendship. But she didn't let me get any of that out. Instead, she rolled her eyes and said fine and walked over to a different part of the hallway. I was thinking a sit-down conversation over tea, but okay. Before I could start my apology, Sophia reamed me out. She said she felt bad that I was depressed or whatever, but I don't have any right to take it out on her. College is too short to begin with, and she doesn't want to waste it on people who bring her down. She thought I'd be better once I got out of that bitch-fest sorority, but apparently I've only gotten worse. She's thought about it and doesn't think we are good enough friends for her to have to put up with this. If we'd been friends for like 5 years or whatever, maybe she would stick it out and hope I get better, but we've only been friends for like half a semester and I've been sad for most of it. So she's gonna have to bow out. If I work my shit out and get better Prozac or whatever, she's open to us hanging out again. But honestly, she would rather wait until at least next semester. Not to be rude or anything, but, you know, self-preservation. She would want me to do the same if she turned into a huge drag. I get it, right? No hard feelings? Yes, hard feelings! Are you kidding me? You can't stop being friends with someone because she's depressed. Especially if you're a writer. How would you keep any of your friends? I had no idea what to say. I felt like I was in some horrible after-school special where the message was, be a bad person? Are people allowed to say these things? I was trying to apologize. I'm in shock. Is my depression really that bad? I thought I was handling it very Woody Allen, annoying, narcissistic, but funny. I never see Sophia. I mean, sometimes, but it's not like I'm calling her up once a day to debate my purpose in life and test out my suicide note. I think the scariest part of all this is realizing that I have no concept of other people's perceptions of me. Does everyone else find me intolerable? Do you find me this intolerable? If you want me to cancel my trip so I won't bring you down, I will.
10:43 p.m. EST. What is Sophia's phone number?
Jen, no.
Fine. I'll wait until you get here to steal it from your phone.
Just deleted it.
Ugh. I'll troll her Instagram instead.
It's private.
Who is this bitch?
Do you really think I'm that bad that she had to friend break up with me?
No way. Are you having a tough time? Yes. But that's when you step up and be a better friend, not stop being friends. I found her on Facebook.
Stop! What about Molly?
What about her?
Didn't you stop being friends with her when she went crazy?
No. I brought her back to her room, watched her all night, and then made sure her parents took her home safely.
Oh, right. I hate this bitch.
She's going to die miserable and alone. Or maybe with Jake, which would be worse.
I'm gonna take a nap.
Okay, sleep it off. It will all seem better in the late afternoon. Jen to Ava. Subject, Casablanca. I know you refuse to watch this movie because you think it will be sad and slow, but it has one of the best goodbye scenes of all time. My story will not live up to it. Mostly because it wasn't really a goodbye so much as a see you later. I went over to Alex's house to talk, and in the theme of being bombarded with decisions instead of having a conversation, he immediately announced that he thinks we would be better as friends. We obviously want different things, and it's probably a bad idea for two journalists to date anyway. Too much nosiness for one relationship. I thought about fighting with him, but I knew there wasn't any point. I have no choice but to be the best, sexiest, most alluring friend this side of the equator. He will crumble in no time. I handled the whole thing maturely, too, which I know is a big turn-on for him. So now I just bide my time and have a little fun. There are plenty of rainbow fish in the sea.
7:47 a.m. PST. I'm so sorry about Alex. Are you okay?
I'm totes fine. This is temporary.
Really?
Yeah, love is an ocean.
Question mark, question mark.
Comes in waves.
Oh, God. Do you think you'll go back to the beacon now?
Question mark, question mark, question mark. No way. I would have quit regardless of my personal relationship with Alex.
Really?
Yes, they are transphobic.
Okay, sorry. Will you still pick me up at 3 p.m. tomorrow, even though I am ill-informed?
Pick you up how?
Oh, right. I guess I'll take a cab.
Ah, can't wait!
The hotel looks nice.
Are we really staying at a hotel? My bed is big enough for two people.
Hilarious. If we don't use these Starwood points, someone else will. Ava to Jen. Subject, full disclosure. I'm having a panic attack about tomorrow. I have no idea what to pack, and I'm worried I won't be able to find a cab, and then I'll be the one idiot girl taken in America. I'm worried I'm going to be cold. I'm worried I won't fit in. And I'm worried my parents are secretly upset that I'm missing Thanksgiving. What if the hotel room isn't nice? What if it doesn't have pay-per-view? Mostly I'm worried that Sophia was right, and when you see me, you won't want to be my friend anymore. I guess I'm equally worried about having to stay out late and drink. Maybe we can take a lot of naps in the mediocre hotel. What if I sleep through my alarm? What if you don't like me anymore? What if I forget my underwear? I just checked. I have my underwear. See you tomorrow! A.
12:13 p.m. EST. Did you sleep through your alarm?
I'm already on the plane.
What time is it there? Oh, right. I slept through mine. Safe flight! Can't wait to not like you anymore!
Do you really want that to be the last thing you say to me before I start hurtling through time and space?
Yep, it was a pretty good joke. Poop emoji.
8:04 p.m. EST. Landed! 8:22 p.m. EST. Waiting for my bag. Jen? 8:35 p.m. EST.